and gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. We've got an exciting one, to say the least, lined up for you. We've got all kinds of guests waiting, and we're going to be talking a little later on with Mark Evans. He's our go-to guy when it comes to all things mechanical. So if there's some issue with your vehicle, it's not running right, it's not running at all, Mark can help you out on that front. We're scheduled to be joined by a representative from Royal Purple. We're also scheduled to be joined by a representative from a company called IQ. But in this first half hour, we're going to talk a lot about some upcoming automotive news that's going to be happening this week in Switzerland. It's the Geneva Auto Show, and I'm going to preview some of the vehicles that are going to be debuting there. Many of these vehicles we'll see here in the U.S. of A. And, of course, along the way, we're going to be taking your telephone calls at our regular number, and we're also going to be taking your emails at bob@boblongradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. If you guys out there have had the chance, if you guys out there have had the recent opportunity to sample the Wash Drops product. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm having one of those days where my mind is not in sync with my mouth, so pardon me as I regroup here. If you are one of the lucky winners who took home a Wash Drops prize package, we would also very much love to hear from you if you could give us a call on our brand new toll-free line from anywhere across North America, or you can also email me up. And in case you don't remember, the all-new toll-free line from all across North America, it's got the new prefix for 800 numbers, for toll-free numbers, it's 855. Let me get this to you right now, 855-660-4261. Thank you, 855-660-4261. My computer was doing some dances on me, so I started to kind of lose my groove here, but I got it back at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you are one of the lucky folks who picked up a Wash Drops prize package from yours truly over the last couple of months, the Wash Drops people are looking for your reaction to the product, so give us a call. Whoever calls in is going to win another prize courtesy of the team here at Auto World, so we would love to hear from you. And, of course, we're going to play a little bit of trivia on the program. And just to get things started out on the side of getting people motivated to pick up that telephone and give us a call, let's throw out a trivia question right now. And the trivia question is about the vehicle known as the Stealth. Who made the vehicle known as the Stealth? It wasn't around for that long, but it was a collaboration between an American auto manufacturer and a Japanese auto manufacturer. Who made the Stealth? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And by the way, also want to say hello to all of the folks listening online at GCNlive.com, getting a lot of emails from folks overseas, as well as everybody listening at the AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Well, the Geneva Auto Show, as I mentioned, the press days are happening this week. It's a big show for journalists. I have personally never been to this particular show. Someday, perhaps, I will get the opportunity. But let me tell you all about some of the cool unveilings that are going to be happening there. Audi is going to take the wraps off their new A3. And if you're a present-day A3 owner, you recognize the A3 by one body style. It's right now just a four-door with a hatchback, or you could call it a five-door wagon. But the next generation of the A3, at least in initial configuration, is going to come in as a three-door, a two-door coupe with a hatchback. Eventually, there'll be a four-door version. Eventually, there'll be a five-door wagon version. And rumor has it, eventually, there will also be a convertible version of the A3 as Audi continues to expand their model lineup. BMW is going to show off a couple of really wonderful offerings in Geneva. Very pricey, but nonetheless, great offerings. The BMW M6 Coupe and M6 Convertible will see the light of day for the first time. And this vehicle is going to be powered by a twin turbocharged 8-cylinder engine and reportedly is going to be one of the most powerful 8-cylinder engines to date that we've seen in any BMW product, not unlike the same engine that you can find in the current new BMW M5. BMW is also going to follow suit along with lots of automakers in producing a wagon-esque, not a wagon-esque, a coupe-esque sedan. The first auto manufacturer to do this was Mercedes-Benz with their product that was unveiled a number of years ago called the CLS. The CLS is now in its second generation. But we've seen some copycats. Volkswagen has done an affordable version of their Passat in a stylish guise known as the CC. That's a very good car. I've had the opportunity to test that one out a number of times. And also, the folks at Jaguar responded with the XF, which is somewhat of a coupe-like sedan. On the high end of things, Aston Martin has got the Rapide, which is definitely a coupe-like sedan. And Audi most recently unveiled their A7, which is an award-winning vehicle, also a coupe-like sedan. So what is BMW going to show in Geneva? They're going to show a special version of their 6 Series. Now, the 6 Series has always been a two-door coupe, but this time they're going to show this special version of the 6 Series, which is going to be called the Grand Tourer, and it's going to be a four-door sedan, again, with that kind of coupe-esque profile. That's a very important unveil happening in Geneva. Another very important happening, this is the third generation of the Porsche Boxster. It's going to be unveiled for model year 2013 in Geneva. And for those of us who are familiar with the Boxster, it pretty much, you know, has been the same since it got introduced into this country in the middle 1980s. It's a two-seater with a mid-engine design, a flat engine, six-cylinder. It's one of the best handling cars in the world. There's no question about that. And this new third generation of the Boxster promises to up the ante across the entire board. It promises to be a better handling vehicle and a more powerful vehicle. I've seen some pictures of it, and it certainly is beautiful. They've kind of taken an evolutionary design approach to the all-new Boxster. You can see some elements of the upcoming 918 supercar in it. But it is still very much recognizable as a Boxster. That's going to be unveiled in Geneva upcoming this week as well. Some of the other important unveils coming up in Geneva include the fact that Bugatti is going to continue to up the ante when it comes to horsepower in limited production vehicles. They've got their latest rendition of the Bugatti Veyron, which many of you may remember is currently the most powerful vehicle production-wise sold in the world. It's a 16-cylinder vehicle with four turbos. Well, this latest special edition is going to put out 1,200 horsepower. How do you like that? More of Auto World straight ahead.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? reliable carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A.
Our toll-free number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. If you are one of the lucky folks out there who has received the Wash Drops package with that very innovative new product, you can wash your vehicle with one bucket of water and a few drops of this solution, and you can do it in cold weather. You can do it in one section of your vehicle at a time and dry it off. To be honest with you, the folks at the company want me to get some feedback from you guys on how it is, because it's a brand new product to the U.S. It does very well in Europe, and they're slowly introducing it here in the U.S. Right now, you can only get it on Amazon.com, but they would love to hear from you, the Auto World listeners who have tested it out at 855-660-4261. We also have a trivia question out there about the Stealth. Who made the Stealth? It was a sports car. Had a lot of cool technology. It had all-wheel drive. It had all-wheel steering. It had a twin-turbo V6 engine. It was a collaboration between an American manufacturer and a Japanese manufacturer. Who made the Stealth vehicle? That's the question. We're previewing the 2012 Geneva Auto Show. I've told you about the A3. That's going to be unveiled there for 2013. Audi's also going to have the RS4 Avant. I don't know if that vehicle will come here to the U.S. BMW is also going to show off a concept vehicle, another concept. This one's called the M135i, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and I don't think it's destined for the United States. What is destined for the United States are the M6 Coupe, an M6 convertible, and the BMW 6 Series Grand Coupe, which is really a four-door sedan. Bugatti's supercar, the Veyron Grand Sport, will be unveiled in limited production, guys. They'll probably make between 25 and 50 of these models with 1,200 horsepower. It will cost well in excess of probably a couple of million dollars. Chevrolet, believe it or not, is one of the biggest selling brands in Europe. You know, Buick is big in China. Well, Chevys are big in Europe, and one particular car is doing super well. It's the Chevy Cruze. Now, here's another interesting little story. In Geneva, they're going to take the wraps off a Chevrolet Cruze wagon, and there's some question as to whether or not this wagon will be sold here in the U.S., because U.S. buyers traditionally in the last few decades have gotten away from wagons and they prefer crossovers and SUVs, so we may not see this wagon here in the U.S. We will see the second generation or a mid-cycle life update to the Ferrari California. This is an absolutely beautiful car, as all Ferraris are, retractable hardtop convertible, four-seater with a tiny, 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 tiny backseat. I have seen a bunch of them on the road out in California. Going to an Italian car show, you would think they were all $25,000, but this is the least expensive Ferrari, and even at that, it's knocking on the door of $200,000. Ferrari is also going to show off a new car for 2013. It's the Ferrari F12 Berlinetta, and this is going to be the new top-of-the-line halo car with reportedly 730 horsepower. Fiat is going to be busy as they continue to roll out more renditions of the Fiat 500. I expect both renditions of this particular Fiat 500 that I'm about to tell you about to become available here in the U.S. A little secret, the Fiat 500 is not done very well in the sales department here in the U.S. They spent a gazillion dollars on that Jennifer Lopez advertising campaign, and it really didn't get them anywhere sales-wise, at least not where they want to be. I did have the opportunity to test out a Fiat 500 this summer, and it's a cool car. It's a fun car. It's a very small car, and, you know, it seems to very much appeal to young women. They're beginning to bring out some special editions. A matter of fact, the Fiat 500 special edition will be unveiled at Geneva, but more importantly, it looks like they're going to build a little longer one, and I think this is definitely destined for the U.S. market and the U.S. taste, because the Fiat 500 is smaller than the Mini, so probably to satisfy American taste for slightly larger, smaller cars, we'll see the 2013 Fiat 500L in Geneva. Ford is going to be showing off a vehicle that we will see here in the U.S., but they're going to show it off first in Europe. It's called the Ford B-Max hatchback. This is very interesting. It's kind of a combination of station wagon and minivan in one, and it has that very cool feature that Ford has developed with the idea of someone walking up to the back of this vehicle with their keys in the pocket and their hands wrapped around grocery bags or something that you picked up at Walmart or Target or Home Depot or one of those places. And what you do is you wave your foot under the rear bumper. It recognizes the key in your pocket, and it opens the rear hatch. That car is also very much destined for the U.S. Hyundai is going to show off a vehicle known as the i30 wagon. Again, being a wagon, I don't know if we're going to see it here in the U.S. They've also got a striking concept vehicle, a coupe concept vehicle. I don't know much about it. It will be interesting to tell you next week after they pull the wraps off of it. Infiniti is also going to be showing off a very sporty sports car concept. I think it's going to be electrically powered, or at least partially hybrid gas electric powered. They're calling it an e-concept vehicle. I've seen the drawings of it. It is a beautiful sports car. Whether it sees production or not, that remains to be seen. Another wagon that we won't see here in the U.S., Jag, or as they like to say, Jaguar, the XF, which is currently available in four-door guise in a couple of different renditions. There's luxury editions, sports editions, and, of course, the top-of-the-line XFR edition. But, again, in Europe, they like station wagons. And so they have an expression, the British do, for a particular type of design of station wagon. It's called a shooting brake, and don't ask me why, but that's what they call it, a shooting brake. It's something to do with hunting and England and all that stuff. But anyway, they're going to be showing off a XF sport brake, so they're basically putting a lot more sport into this basically Jaguar XF station wagon. Be interesting to see if they're going to be bringing that to the U.S. I doubt it. Absolutely. And I doubt it. Without question, I doubt it. Jeep is going to have some products that they're going to unveil, not first here in the U.S., but in Geneva. When we come back, I'll tell you about that. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you. Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-839-2959. That's 1-800-839-2959. 1-800-839-2959.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Well, so far, no one has emailed me up at bob@boblongradio.com or called into our toll-free line to take a guess on what I consider to be an easy trivia question here. It isn't that long ago. This vehicle was highly sophisticated. It was a collaboration between a domestic auto manufacturer and a Japanese auto manufacturer. Sports car, all-wheel drive, all-wheel steering. There were a number of all-wheel steering cars around late 80s, early 90s. Twin turbo, six-cylinder. Not huge power, but for its day, a lot of power. What was the car? The car that I am throwing the question out is name the Stealth. Who made the vehicle known as the Stealth? Well, we've got lots more to tell you about upcoming Geneva Auto Show. And just to wrap that up one more time, we've got some special edition models coming from Jeep, specifically for the European marketplace, the Jeep Wrangler Mountain, the Jeep Grand Cherokee, Production Intent Sport Concept with a 3-liter turbo diesel V6 and the Jeep Compass Production Intent Concept, which features, among other things, 18-inch wheels. Well, I understand we've got a special guest dialing us up right now to tell us all about Ferraris and an event which is going to be upcoming in the not-too-distant future in California. So joining us on the line once again, Matt, we've got Marv. Marv, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Well, thank you. I'm doing fine.
Well, tell us all about what you're going to be doing in the not-too-distant future. Sounds like a great event you're putting together.
Well, October 10th through the 14th, our international meet will be held in Palm Springs at the Hyatt Grand Champion Indian Wells. We'll also have a concourse on the 18th hole green, and we'll also be running a track event for 3 days at Chuckwella Raceway in the Desert Center area, right outside Palm Springs.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit about your background with Ferraris, Marv.
Well, my background in the Ferrari Club has been, I've been on the national board, I'm on the regional board, I've been a chairman, and now, of course, we're chairing this this large event. But I've owned seven or eight Ferraris and been involved in a lot of Ferrari activities.
That's fantastic. Give us a little walkthrough. We're going to talk lots more about your event, but give us a little rundown of some of the Ferraris that you've owned over the years.
Well, I guess I started with a Mondale Cabriolet, then to a 348 TS, then to a 355 Berlinetta, then a 550 Maranello, and then a 360, and then a 430, a couple of 430s. And I decided to get something with chrome bumpers, so I've now got a 365 2 plus 2 in 1967.
Oh, that's great. Well, it must be. I have never had the pleasure of owning a Ferrari. Of course, it's one of my lifelong dreams. Was owning a Ferrari for you a dream as well? Was it something that you thought about as a kid or as a young person?
You know, a boyhood dream of having a Ferrari and one day owning a car that when you drove down the street had that Ferrari sound.
Of all the Ferraris that you've owned to date there, and you've certainly owned some spectacular models, I'm most familiar with the latter generation as far as having the opportunity to drive them, the 360s and up, but just amazing the balance of these vehicles and the engine noises. The engine noises are music themselves, Mark.
That's right. It's absolutely, you know, excites you every time you get in the car and you turn it on and wind it up in gears and hear them crackle off. But I'll tell you stuff about the early Ferrari, something that just doesn't cease to amaze me. This 365 2 plus 2 that I have, formerly sometimes known as the Queen Mother, it's a big car, and I'm a big guy.
Uh-huh.
But think of a car built in 1967, a Ferrari, as we all would understand, 12-cylinder, power steering, power brakes, four-wheel disc brakes, electric windows, electric vent windows, air conditioning, and room for a suitcase in the trunk.
Oh, that is very cool. Absolutely.
And amazing. 330 horsepower, very agile, good performance, five-speed gearbox, and to think that they had this available in 1967.
That is really cool when you stop to think about it, because a lot of the exotic cars of that era, you know, were pretty bare bones. I mean, they didn't have a lot of those power accessories.
Yeah, I would have expected that, you know, to have a rough ride, which this does not, and I would have expected it to have no amenities, maybe a radio that I couldn't hear, you know.
Exactly. So are you out there looking for additional Ferraris to participate in this upcoming event in October?
Yes, we, you know, the club has 5,000 members around the country, but they don't all, you know what's going on. So certainly we would appreciate getting the word out, as well as it's an open event. So, for anyone to come in and want to visit and rub and touch and feel the Ferraris, there is no charge to come to the concourse. There's no charge to come out to the track. These are things that we like people to come in. We were hoping that I put on an event on the Colorado Boulevard where I closed three blocks of Colorado Boulevard May 6th, and I'll have 150 cars on the street.
Oh.
Again, no charge to the public. I want some kid to come up and rub and touch a car and then go home and be very successful because he wants to get that car.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's one of the reasons why I've been doing National Automotive Radio for the last 20 years and have started a website of automotive radio shows called automotiveradionetwork.com is just that, to educate, inform, inspire, and drive more young people into the hobby, because we do need to light up the young people and get them excited about the vehicles that are out there, because a lot of young people aren't exposed to them as much today as they were in previous generations.
Well, sure. You know, a lot of these car shows are, you know, with the more exotic cars become a very high car end car show that costs $50, $100 or up to.
Oh, yeah. So
some of the shows in Monterey are $400, $500 to go to a show.
Exactly.
I want anybody to be able to go and touch and rub and feel and see the cars. I think that's part of what we owe back to the public.
And this annual Concorso Ferrari event, again, will be held on May 6, 2012. And that's in an area of California known as Old Pasadena. Is that correct?
You're absolutely right. Old Pasadena. As a matter of fact, the blue lines are on the street where the floats go by.
No kidding.
Yeah,
how
right.
cool is that?
Yeah.
Very good. How many members do you have in the Ferrari Club of America Southwest region?
About 500.
Wow. So that's a significant number of folks. So I would imagine once you have all these vehicles in one place, I mean, the value of these vehicles is going to exceed some pretty high dollar amounts, probably close to $100 million.
Yes, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, we had five cars that tipped $30 million in a row.
Oh, that is fantastic. Absolutely. Is there a website, or what's the best way for folks to get more information, Marv?
I go to FerrariClubOfAmerica.com, and there'll be plenty of information about our different events that we have throughout the country.
When we come back on the other side, I just want to talk more about the event and also talk more about your love of all things Ferrari. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night when an XKE pulled up on the right. He rolled down the window of his shiny new Jag and challenged me then and there to a drag. I said, you're on, buddy, mom, just running fine.
Hi, this is syndicated radio host Bob Long. Remember the days that you could receive a decent interest rate on your hard-earned money in the bank? Have you looked recently? 6-month CD, less than 1%, $100,000 plus, less than 1%. What a joke. How would you like to earn 5, even 10% interest in 6 months in a guaranteed and secured investment of at least $50,000? Call me personally at BHU Financial, 508-271-5123. 508-271-5123.
Are you knee-deep in debt? Do you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt? If you have any type of debt, call the Debt Relief Help Hotline now. There are laws in place which may allow us to lower your debt up to 70%. Call 888-344-3932. With one easy phone call, we may be able to cut your monthly payments in half. This is your opportunity to be debt-free. Take back control of your life. Call 888-344-3932. That's 888-344-3932.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A+ rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar billion-dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to incomeathome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome19.com. Incomeathome19.com. That's incomeathome19.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Marv Landon joins us from the Ferrari Club of America Southwest Region. He's telling us all about a Concours event, which is coming up, this annual event, on May 6, 2012, in Old Pasadena, California. It will be a limited showing of 150 vintage and contemporary Ferrari vehicles, collectively valued at more than $100 million. And here's the best part of all, free admission to the public, so folks can come in and look at the beautiful vehicles, be able to kind of feast on their incredible styling and share the beauty and heritage that is all of all the Ferrari vehicles over the years. Marv, I remember the first time I saw a Ferrari. It's that type of vehicle, you know. As a kid, I was an only child, so I used to at times have to go out and do errands with my mom and stuff. And I grew up, and I still live presently here in the suburban Boston area. And I grew up in a town called Needham, Massachusetts. But my first Ferrari I ever saw was in the town next door to Needham, which is Wellesley, Massachusetts. And it was the Magnum PI Ferrari. It was the Ferrari 308, just GTB. It wasn't even a GTS. But I still remember that to this day. It was parked at a meter in front of a lawyer's office, and I assume it was probably a lawyer or somebody associated with the law firm, or perhaps a client. Nevertheless, it's something I never forgot. And, you know, I've always loved all things Italian. I love all the Italian cars. Love going every year to Concorso Italiano out there in Monterey. And of course, as you noted, the Quail event is a wonderful event as well. But what was the first Ferrari you remember gazing your eyes on years ago?
Well, the first one I rode in, which was probably the most memorable, was a 1967 365 2 plus 2.
Wow.
And in 1967, so that was a pretty memorable occasion for me. I never forgot it. I couldn't wait till one day I circled back to it.
Yeah, I can tell you the rarest one that I've ever ridden in. For 10 years, I was the radio host and also an editor for Motor Trend, and we did a top speed test of three supercars. We had the Ford GT, we had the Porsche Carrera GT, and we borrowed a Ferrari Enzo from an owner because Ferrari did not have Enzo press vehicles.
Right.
So I rode in that car at close to 200 miles an hour, and I believe it was probably like 198, 199 was the speed with one of our other editors, Arthur St. Antoine, driving the vehicle. And then we hired a professional test driver to do the actual high-speed laps. This was held on the Ford Proving Grounds, a five-mile oval. They call it the Bowl, in the middle of Kingman, Arizona. And it was at the crack of dawn, and they hired Brian Herta, a race car driver who, and we had all the high-tech devices, and he had the Enzo, he had a burst in the Enzo at 217 miles an hour. So just an amazing vehicle. When I stop and think about just those moments, those are the kind of things that you treasure for the rest of your life.
Well, yes, and very few get to do that. I've never been in one, but I do understand they, I have talked to a guy that drove one 212 miles an hour, and I understand they're just fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you think of some of the modern new Ferraris? I know Ferrari's going to be introducing some stuff this week at the Geneva Auto Show, including a revised California, and their new supercar, I believe, is going to be shown there with 740 horsepower. But the Ferrari lineup today is quite diverse. I mean, they've got their first all-wheel drive vehicle in the FF. They got the California with a retractable hardtop convertible, and I mean, to me, they're all absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, I like this older car. If I'm in the newer car, I like the rear engine, the 458. The predecessor of the 430, because they feel like your own personal go-kart. You're down low, you've got that rear engine push, and they sound fantastic. And of all the cars I've driven, those are the most memorable ones for me, and you can feel the road the best with.
No question about it. Tell us about last year's kind of star car at the 2011 Concorso Ferrari. It was a 1960 a 250 GT?
It was
a 250 GT. And that vehicle was very famous. Tell our listeners all about that.
Well, the car was owned by David Sidorek. I really don't have the history for you on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's some of these cars have extensive background histories, but these short wheelbase 250s, both in this particular configuration, which was the Zagato body car with the double bubble roof, or the fastback that GT that Ferrari built, the cars are just unbelievable.
They really are. What is, what are some of the attributes of the Ferrari? We talked about the sound. What about the design? I mean, to me, the design of the Ferrari, both interior and exterior, is, out of this world. And I'm sure many of our listeners can relate to that. I mean, just the Italian styling, the Italian leathers, and just the kind of Ferrari experience. There's nothing quite like it.
Well, the fit, I don't know about yourself. I kind of came up through Corvettes, and I love Corvettes.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Till today.
Yep.
But when you go from a Corvette into a Ferrari, there's a fit and a feel and a quality level that they've been able to achieve to set themselves so far apart from, almost any car out there, as far as having a performance car that handles and gives you that you've got a track car on the street kind of a feel.
That gives me hope to hear you say that you went from Corvettes, worked your way through Corvettes up to Ferraris, because in my lifetime, personally, I've owned Mustangs and I've owned Corvettes. I still own a Corvette right now. It's a C5 generation Corvette, but it's got low mileage, and I just love the Corvette. And I hope someday I'll be able to also become a member of the Ferrari Club of America with my own personal Ferrari. Do you have to be a Ferrari member to join the Ferrari Club of America?
No, you don't. We want people to enjoy the club and come out and feel a part of it. that does not require a car in order to be a member.
And tell us a little bit more about what you're looking for this event coming up on May 6, 2012.
Well, again, it's open to the public. It's a spectacle on the street. As you mentioned, there's two blocks of contemporary Ferraris and one block of vintage Ferraris, and there'll be, you know, just cars that you generally never get to see anywhere, because a lot of these are private collector cars that are only brought out for special occasions.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely wonderful event, and it's going to be held in a great area, Old Pasadena, California. It sounds like a tremendous amount of fun. Is there a telephone number or a website, or where would you direct people to find out more information about the event?
FerrariClubOfAmerica.com. You can hook right in and pick up the site.
So what's your next addition to your own personal Ferrari collection if the lottery gods were treating you friendly, if you were happy, if you were lucky to come upon some winnings via lottery or otherwise, and you could buy any Ferrari of any vintage, what would be the one that Marv Landon would love to add to his personal collection?
I would say it'd be the 458.
Yeah, that is one spectacular vehicle. And my journalist friends like Stephen Colesmith from Car and Driver magazine got the opportunity recently to drive the 458 Spider convertible, and that's my daughter in the background. She's 17 months old. She likes Ferraris, too. There's no question about it. She's half Italian, so there you go. Well, Marv, that is an absolutely great choice, the 458, and we'll have you back on again and promote this great event coming up on May 6th.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. I love your show, and I listen to it all the time.
Thank you so much, Marv. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.